How you doing, sir?
Hey, good. How about you?
I'm doing great. My name's Jim.
What is all of that?
What is this all about?
Yeah.
I'm a traveling preacher.
Oh, yeah?
Preach the gospel good news. Can I give you a gospel card? We just pulled up here to... My wife was going to go in a store in a short way. I had to do some things on... I change out our generator and stuff. The biblical gospel to eternal life. America's void of it. Churchianity on every corner is teaching easy believism, corrupt gospel, all kinds of false ways. We teach people to follow Jesus Christ and have faith in his shed blood and his resurrection. My wife and I were just talking about that.
Yeah.
My wife, Debbie.
Hi.
And David.
You're David?
Yeah.
Yeah, we travel all over the country, support ourselves. And so faith in his resurrection and his shed blood, he's the only way. Then the Bible says you must repent.
Yeah.
Unless you repent, you have no hope of eternal life. Repentance is changing your mind. We used to be worldly, lost, wicked people. Change your mind about God and your direction. Turn towards God. Then your life changes. When God sees a willing vessel, he then gives you a new heart and a new mind. You're born again, John 3:3. Now, instead of people like to say have a relationship with God, now you have a covenant with God, a blood covenant with Jesus Christ. He's already done his part. He's at the right hand of the Father. He's resting. He's done what he's going to do. He's going to intercede for us at all time. Now we must do our part.
Yes.
And our part is to follow after him with all that we are, lose our lives. So faith, repentance, we're born again. The fruit that you're born again, David, is not that you sit in a church building on Sunday. It's not that you're better than your neighbor.
Now we need...
Yep. It's not that you have stopped just drinking and doing drugs, which is good, but even sober people are going to go to hell, are they not? You must then conform your life through holiness and obedience, matching God's word, coming out of the culture, and coming out of that American churchianity that God hates. You know God hates every false way, right? There's no lies in God. He's all truth.
Yes.
So when you look at the Sunday systems, I don't care if it's Roman Catholic, Lutheran, Baptist, Methodist, Jehovah's Witness, we don't belong to any organization. We belong to Christ. And we preach his word. Faith, repentance, being born again, holiness and obedience. If you don't have that, it's fruit that he's not at work in you. And the last part of the good news gospel that you must do, are you married?
Yeah.
Do you have to endure in your marriage every day? You must endure in the faith. Most American Christians, so-called American Christians, are walking around, and when I witness to them, you're being very gracious, you're just listening and taking it in. When I witness to them, you know what they always tell me? I got it. I got Jesus. I got eternal life. It's all done. I guaranteed, and I go, what scripture says you're guaranteed eternal life tomorrow or Monday or next week or next month? It says you can know you have the hope of eternal life, but it talks about if you're walking in his truth today. So you have a great marriage today. You're faithful to your wife today. Tomorrow, you could ruin it all, and she could ruin it all. So we have the hope today of eternal life, but we must continue in it. This, you know what once saved, always saved is? It's where people believe you just raise your hand, say a prayer to Jesus, you're going to heaven no matter what. You can't lose your salvation. You don't have to obey him. You don't have to follow him. This is all over America. It's a false gospel. So that's on my card that I gave you. And my website teaches many, many things and helps people follow after the biblical Jesus, not the fake American churchianity Jesus. So I've been doing all the talking. What say you?
Well, in these days, I'm looking for like this word that says, no more warning, my preaching is with only words, the human wisdom.
Right.
I'm looking for the power
Amen.
Of Jesus Christ, not only words, because... Like you say, there's many churches, many words, many messages.
Yes.
But I'm looking for the Holy Spirit and for the,
yes.
the power.
Yes.
Because the Bible says a lot of things about the power, about the miracles. But in these times, I'm seeing just fear.
Yeah. Be careful. Can I offer something to you? Power of the Holy Spirit in the first century, absolutely. Power of the Holy Spirit today, absolutely. It looks different. And let me give you an example. You know, to the men that say, oh, no, nothing changes. God's always the same. Oh, God's always the same. But God changes how he deals with mankind. Do you kill sheep anymore?
No.
I don't.
Yeah.
Are we priests in a temple in Israel anymore? No. See, so God never changes. His character, holiness, faithfulness, righteousness, purity. That never changes. But how he deals with man changes. Is he ever going to flood the earth again? No. He said he won't do that again. No. So when you talk about Holy Spirit power, the only thing I want to warn you about is there's a great deception going on in America. It's part of the Word of Faith movement, Pentecostalism, something called the NAR. Do you know what that is? New Apostolic Reformation.
Yeah.
Crazy people out on the West Coast like Bill Johnson at Bethel Church. Are you familiar with him? Oh, yeah. I hope you're not too much. These are people that are trying to run on the power of the Holy Spirit when we see a marked difference on how the Holy Spirit moved in the first century than how he's going to move today. And let me give you an example. If you say, well, Preacher Jim, how can you say that? In Acts 2, what happened? Power of the Holy Spirit came for the first time.
Yeah.
There was no body of Christ. It was what I call a, like I got one in my trunk, a jump starter. There was no power. There was nothing there. I bring out the jump starter. I jump started. The Holy Spirit came and jump started the body of Christ. And with it came a mighty rushing wind.
Yeah.
All right. You don't see that in today's buildings. Along with it came tongues of flaming tongues on their heads. You don't see that in the buildings today, even in the Word of Faith. There's Bill Johnson's place. I'm going to keep going. You saw men miraculously. You sound like you're Spanish.
Yeah.
Imagine, I've never taken a Spanish lesson in my life. Imagine if I just started speaking Spanish to you. And I'd say, my wife would go, honey, you've never spoke Spanish. And I'm speaking in tongues.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen today. All of these men that go to foreign missions and they say that they're Holy Ghost power-filled men, you know who they have with them when they go on their mission trips? Interpreters. Did God's true people need interpreters? In Acts 2?
No.
So what I'm telling you is the Holy Spirit looks different today. Yeah. We don't have the same power in that way. I can't raise the dead. You can't raise the dead. Peter and Paul could. They were apostles. They had a special power for a limited amount of time. Yeah. Those things, those great sign miracles are gone. Paul says in the book of Ephesians that we are built on Christ, the apostles, and the prophets. And then he tells us in Corinthians, what were the signs that followed a true apostle? Great miracle signs and wonders. So if you were to say to me, I'm an apostle of God, I got men walking around telling me they're an apostle of God, I say, show me your great signs and miracles. Go to a morgue and raise the dead, heal the cancer, the guy with no eyes, heal him and he can see. They're charlatans. They can't do that because there was a few true apostles. That time has passed. Yeah. Now the power of the Holy Spirit is indwelled in us, and Jesus said he will comfort us, he will convict us, and he will teach us. And we have the sealed word of God, do we not? We have the written word of God, Genesis to Revelation. This is the final word of God. You can buy it and read it. I can get it and read it, and the Holy Spirit can teach it. They didn't have that in the first century. They needed that jump starter. And so here's the power of God today. I'm taking you all over. Be careful of all these false signs and wonders. Did you
know
in Matthew 24 what Jesus warned about the last days?
Be careful.
Of what?
The false teachers.
False teachers, yeah. Four times. And then he says this. I travel all over in ministry. I'm amazed when I hear this. I have people tell me, yeah, Jesus meets me in my closet. Or God's Shekinah glory is showing up in the corner of our building, right? I go read Matthew 24. Do you know what my Lord and Savior said? In the last days, there'll be false teachers everywhere. He says, this is a command. He says, do not be deceived. That's a command. It's not a suggestion. It's a command. And he says, when they tell you the sun is in the desert, don't believe them. When they tell you the sun is in the secret place, don't believe them. When the sun comes, every eye will see him. So what I'm telling you is there's many, many false teachers saying you can hear Jesus talk to you, that they're raising the dead, that you need Holy Ghost power, fire. No, you know what you need? You need to be born again by the gospel. You need to pick up God's word. You need to learn it, study it. The Holy Spirit will teach it to you. John 14, John 16, he said he'll teach you all things. If you have other godly men, you can sharpen your iron together to do it. And then the power today, Peter says it, is in the transformed life. So I want to ask you a quick question. If I told you, you could go out and you could, there's a guy over there with a bad knee. You could lay your hands on him and you'd heal his bad knee. You could do that. Or God said, You could go right there. See that guy? Go preach the gospel to him. You're going to help me transform his heart, his mind, and his eternal destiny. And instead of dying in his sin and going to hell for eternity, he's going to be with me, the Father, for eternity. Which one's the greater miracle?
Change his dying.
So many false teachers are telling you this is the greater miracle. Jesus said you will do greater miracles. When I travel and I preach the gospel, we go and stand outside religious places and preach the gospel. People are, yeah, you can watch. On my website, I have many videos. I do it to encourage men and teach of my street preaching. We were just at a religious place the day before yesterday, right, honey? Mm-hmm. And they didn't like it. They called the police on us, even though it was on public sidewalk. Don't bother their service.
Yeah.
They don't like it. Did the Pharisees like it when the prophets came? Did they like John the Baptist saying, who told you to show up, you wicked vipers, right? So don't be deceived by men that are seeking some kind of power. Satan is having a field day with
looking for God.
Okay, false tongues, false healings, false apostles, false prophets. You might know about this. There was a man not too long ago. He's on my website. If you put up his name and say exposed, my article on him comes up number one. He said by the end of November we were going to have Russian troops in America. Are you familiar with this?
No, here's a little bit.
Maybe not. He predicted all these things were going to happen and everybody in that world was all upset. None of it happened.
Yeah.
Now in the Old Testament, what would happen to him, David?
He will die.
He would be stoned to death.
Yeah.
Today, he has more followers. Because he's making excuses why his predictions didn't come true. So I want you to seek the power of the Holy Spirit, but what it will be is the power that transforms your life. Don't look for signs and miracles and wonders other than lives being changed. Preach the gospel and then see a person put down their cigarettes, put down their... Here you go. Here's a great miracle. I've been a Baptist my whole life, a guy will say. I'm practicing Christmas, a pagan holiday that's coming up. It's a pagan holiday. Have you looked into it? This is not of God. This is a Roman Catholic holiday handed down. A man will say, I've been a Baptist my whole life. If I leave the Baptist faith, I'll lose my in-laws, my friends, my cousins, my uncles. I'll lose everybody. But the Holy Spirit convicts him that he must leave there because the Bible says, come out, be holy, be separate. He does it. He might lose his job. He might lose his inheritance. His father might say, you think you're getting my money? We're lifelong Baptists. And he says, Dad, this is unbiblical. I'm following Jesus. You're not my son. I've seen it happen. That's a miracle, isn't it? That a man would trade this earthly treasure because his heart's been transformed. So seek after those miracles, not the signs, not the wonders. Are you part of a religious body today?
I hope so. No. I hope no.
I mean, do you go on Sunday? Do you gather with someone?
Yeah.
Where do you go?
It's a... Church of God, Pentecostal.
Oh, okay.
But there is many things. There's many things around here. If you are driving around, there's many little churches.
Oh, I know.
In this town.
And they're not biblical. They're not biblical. They're doing pagan holidays. They're not teaching people how to carry themselves, come out of the culture, sports, TV, politics, entertainment. If Jesus was here and Apostle Paul was here, do you think they'd waste their time with college football? NFL football? Tell me, David. Do you?
That's a really good question. You're the second person who asked me about
do
that.
Do you think they would?
Jesus was here now.
Do you think they would? Maybe. You know, as close as they would get is they'd stand outside and call people out of it. I'll answer that question by asking you this. Did they go to the Roman games? Were they part of the Roman festivals?
I don't think so.
No. So we must come out of this culture. We must begin to... I was just preached this to a man today, and he didn't like it. He walked away mad. I don't know how you'll walk away, but I need to preach the truth anyway. I told this man that his whole life must be transformed. How he talks, how he acts, how he spends his money, who he associates with, how he worships God. You don't worship God in a building on Sunday, David. If you love your wife, you love her every day, every minute. Amen?
Yeah.
Not just two times a week?
No. All the time.
These worship services with all kinds of emotional music and then, all right, see you next week, David. No. God says, I want your every minute. I told this man how he dresses. The Bible teaches how we dress. You see, my wife covers her head. Do you know the Bible teaches that? Very clearly. Do you know 100 years ago, Christian women covered their heads? I like to teach people this. And the reason it's important, you might think, oh, it's just an outside thing. doesn't the outside of a person show what's on the inside? So if I started using a vulgar swear word or looking at women and making comments in front of you, would you think I'm a godly man?
No.
You would say I have a corrupt heart. So how people dress in pride and vanity and trying to be like the culture, that's just one topic. How they spend their money, how they spend their time. Again, Christmas is coming. We're going to be street preaching around this town during the Christmas time, holding gospel signs.
I'll see you again.
Holding gospel signs. How are you spending your time? Are you studying the word? So here's what I encourage you as you go. Take a break from man-made Sunday church. You don't have to go to church. The Bible says, assemble yourselves together. That's if you have true believers. If you're gathering with an unbiblical body of people, those aren't true believers, David. You probably would agree with me. Most of the people going to that body are not holy, set apart, biblical, godly saints seeking all the things of God, are they? They're worldly, aren't they?
Wow, thank you.
You're smiling. They're worldly. My website will help you for free. I don't want your money. I want you to open your Bible. I want you to go much deeper than anyone's ever taken you in the Word of God, and you have my contact info. I will help you in that.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks for coming over. God be praised.